Hi, it's Mac. It's McAlvin here in Audioboo. Something that I've been pondering over the past few days, I suppose I could title it, When Does Observation on Life Become Judgments? It was directly brought on by an Audioboo that Chris put up a few days ago, and there was quite a bit of toing and froing of comments regarding his attitude, his manner, his bluntness, and I'm not going to talk about that. It's already been debated and I don't really want to raise anything more. And then there was quite a rant, that's his own words, from Rick Richard Tubbock at All One Word about various things in life. So, got me thinking, when do observations on life become judgmental? Is there a fine line? Chrissy's example, if I go back to that without raising the whole topic, I'm going to get a woman shouting at her dog that's obviously got lost. So Chris was on about people who are basically fat, obese. And Rick was on about people parking where they shouldn't park, or in the manner they shouldn't park, or with the way they're driving, and quite a few other items that he mentioned, or not items, but subjects of life. But we all do it, we all observe life, but it got me thinking that most of the time it's judgmental. You see someone parked in the car park, they've parked askewed, taking up two lanes or two bays, and you think, lazy sod. You do. You think, look at that, that's shocking. Now, that's not an observation. You have observed what they've done, but you've already judged that person by their parking. Inconsiderate sod. That phrases like that. And it's true. And the same for people who park in the mother and child bays. And there's obviously get out, there's no child. Maybe a woman, but there's no child. So why is she parking the mother and child? Well, depends where she's parking about. The child may already be in. She may have dropped the child off with another in the, at the storefront, as it were, and she's went and parked the car. A similar thing can be in the disability bays, where you're not supposed to park. So you go to the surgery and you see someone parking in the surgery bay. And the disabled, they hop out the car and away they go, twirling down the road to the surgery. But they're obviously not disabled, or at least not that way. So you say, my God, get a grip, man, you're in a disabled bay. Leave that for people who have difficulty walking. Come on. Well, what do you know? He may have done the same. That person may have done the same. They maybe dropped someone off earlier and came back to get them. They need a disabled bay to help them get in and out. You know. Okay, I'm painting pictures here, but it's simple. But it doesn't matter what it is. Can we honestly observe, apart from the obvious, you know, there's a nice looking lady going down the road, there's a handsome chap in his suit looking good. I mean, we're not judging those, we are just admiring or observing. And it's the same in a practical sense throughout life, you know, that's a nice car. That person. Well, let's turn it around on its head. Let's say we have someone who stops at a crossing when there's no need to stop. In other words, the pedestrian crossing, the pelican crossing, whatever you call it, has not been triggered. But there's a person standing there, so they stop their car and they wave them across, okay? Now you're walking along the pavement, you say, well, that's a real gentleman, or gentle lady. A courteous driver, stopping to let that person across. You haven't judged them, you just observed the fact that they were being decent. Suppose you were in the car behind them, and you want to get places, and the rule of the road is, you know, if it's at red, at green, you go. So why is this idiot? Why has this idiot stopped in front of me when he didn't need to stop? And it doesn't matter where, you know, it's not going to enter your head that he's being courteous. You're just going to say, look, you know, they press the button, it stops, we stop. If it's green, we go. You're just holding everybody up, so you're an idiot. And I could paint so many examples in life, you know. And if you go back to people's, if I take snippets out of Chris's and snippets out of Rick's regarding people, their selves, as in their manner, their attitude, dress, how they dress, like a scruff, a tatty scruff. You know, and you see someone, we don't know what's caused them to be like that. So in that case, we can't judge. But in the same respect, if we even speak about someone, not in a public forum like this, say you're walking along with your good lady, your good man, or your children, and you say, look at the state of that coming out of there. Well, you have observed, of course, because you have to see things. You know, it's the only way you can observe. Well, not the only way, of course, you can hear. Yeah, I've got my, dug myself out of that one nicely, didn't I? I hope. Yes, so... So you see this person and you observe them and you say to whoever is next to you, God, look at the state of them. Well, you have observed, but you've already judged them. You've said, that's a, you're probably saying within yourself, you know, that's a lazy sod. Why don't they tidy themselves up, give themselves a wash? Look at his scruffy's beard, and, or look at her with her torn tights or whatever. We're already judging to a certain extent. So where do we draw the line? Where is the line between observation? And basically we have to talk in the negative sense, because if you observe, as I said, the positive things, you're not judging. You don't really judge a person if they're doing positive things. But you do if it looks negative to you, no matter what it is, whether it's parking, dress sense, weight, or laziness, we do judge. But we don't really know the background to their situation. Okay, so and yet here we are judging whether we keep it to ourselves or mention it to those with us or put it in a public forum. We've already judged, so I don't know how we could, I don't know how you can possibly do that. I don't know how you can possibly observe in a negative sense. Apart from the obvious, of course. And you're judging. Immediately you're judging. One example I'll give you is a boy that I witnessed go through the park the other day. He picked up his dog poo, put it in the bag, which was fine. That was great. And now I didn't judge the man. I just observed the fact that he was being a decent person. And then he whirled the bag around two or three times in his hand and then chucked it in over the barn. And right away I said, you dirty, lazy sod. I did, I said that to myself. helps to talk to yourself. But immediately I said, in the first instance I thought, that's a decent guy, he's picking his dog's dirt up. But within seconds, my attitude changed. And here was this lazy sod who couldn't be bothered carrying it to the bin about 50 yards up the pathway. Now you could say, well, he obviously was a lazy sod. But what do we know? Maybe he had aversion. Although he could pick it up, he had great aversion to actually carrying a bag of dog poo. Well, it's true, he could have. So, I don't know the background to why he did that. Maybe he has an aversion to carrying his own dog poo in the wee bag. He's not got an aversion to lifting it and putting it in the bag, but he's got an aversion to carry it for 50 yards. I don't know, but I've already judged him. And I don't know where we go from that. I don't know where's the crossover? I'm trying to make this as clear as possible, but I'm having great difficulty. Where is the crossover between observations of what we term as negative actions or negative behaviour or whatever in life, and it's not judgmental? That's what I'm trying to say. I think it's a very, very fine line, and in fact, I'm not sure that that once we've done that even in our heads, we've not already judged. We don't need to make it public to judge. Putting it in the public timeline brings about reaction, of course, because people see other things. We could quite honestly say, looking back to Chris's particular piece of audio, and again, I am not judging anybody here, and I'm not taking sides on it, but I'm bringing it back in because Chris made his piece of audio the way he did, and I wonder if anyone took the time to think, well, best not judge him on that, because I don't know what was in his mind at the time. Maybe he is one of the guys that just can't help himself. He just can't help but talk about things like this in his own manner. So are we to judge Chris because of what he said, or how he said it? Or do we sit back and say, well, I don't agree with what he did, and I don't agree with what he said, but I don't know what was behind his emotions at the time that he posted this up. I don't know what was stirring in him, and I don't know what his real mental being or mental thinking is over that subject. You see what I'm trying to get at? Yeah. We all judge every day of our lives, and it's all through observation of that. If I go back to not just seeing but hearing, you could hear something and pick it up totally wrong, get the wrong end of the stick, and already you're judging by what you've heard, and it's not the true facts, or it's not the facts behind what was being said. So, there you go. My own take on, I'm as guilty as anybody, by the way, my own take on observations / judgments. Yeah, sticky subject. Anyway, thanks for listening if you have. See you by the new.